It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? A neighbor. You know what these are? They're suitcases. But I'm not going away. No, I'm using them to carry things. You want to guess what might be inside the big one? This big one down here? You want to guess what might be in there? You want to guess what might be inside this little one? I'll show you. This little suitcase has little hats in it. Look at those little hats. Look at that. Aren't they great? Now the big suitcase has big hats. Do you like to get dressed up and play? I always like to do that, yeah. Children have so many good ideas for play. Who can crawl under a table? Who can sit under a chair? Who can fit their feet in little shoes and sleep most anywhere? Who can play very much longer, play much harder than grown-ups ever dare? You're a child, so you can do it. You can do it everywhere. Roll in the grass, squish in the mud, lick an ice cream cone, sing to a bass, splash in a flood, by a stepping stone. All alone, who can put your hand in my hand and be ready to feel all safe and strong? You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it all life long. Oh, I like these hats. I like these hats. Look at this one. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who that is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. I'm Mr. McFeely.
Oh, you're wearing a propeller hat.
I certainly am.
Well, I finally got the pictures put into the book.
Oh, good. You mean the ones with the hats?
Yes, would you like to see them?
Oh, I would. Come on down, will
you? Alrighty.
I want to... would you try this one on?
All right. Well, they're the hats I use for the pictures. Now, let's see. I'll try this one on. Could you hold that?
Yep.
There we go.
Very good.
This is the hat that Betty Aberlin wore in the picture.
Well, do you have time to look at them with me?
Oh, I surely do. Let me put this one back.
All right.
I have an extra helper today, so I have some time.
Good. Well, let's just sit on the couch and look at them.
All righty. I'm proud how they turned out.
Ooh, I'm anxious to see them.
Here we go.
Neighborhood photo album. Oh, there you are. With
where?
The top hat.
That's right. Well, Betsy took that picture.
It's an excellent picture, man.
Now, the next picture I took.
Maggie Stewart.
Wearing a fire hat.
Doesn't she look good there?
She certainly does. Now, here's another one that I took.
She's a good player, too. Oh, and Chuck Aber.
You know what kind of a hat that is?
No, what is that?
Well, it's an old-fashioned straw hat.
Yes, I tried that on a little while ago.
Here is another one.
Oh, Marlon Barnett.
You recognize that hat, don't you?
Like the one I have on.
The propeller hat. All right.
Oh, she's a great player, too.
Now, there's Joe Negri. Now, it's hard to see that hat. Do you know what kind it is?
Is that a beret?
A beret, that's right. Joe Negri wearing a beret. Another one.
Où est moi ensemble?
There's Audrey Roth. And she's wearing a fancy hat. It has some flowers and some feathers.
Very fancy. Doesn't she look great in that?
She certainly does. Now, here's another one.
Bob Trow.
And he's wearing sort of a Western hat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think you recognize...
Fine person he is. Oh, there's Betty.
Betty Aberlin. And that hat I tried on...
Just a little while ago.
It looks like a yellow straw sun hat.
I like these pictures, Mr. McFeely.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed taking them.
You have many talents, Mr. McFeely.
But the speedy delivery service is my main business, and I better be on my way.
I know that.
And remember, if there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery. See you around the...
Mr. McFeely, yes. Could I borrow the album for a little while?
Oh, sure. Keep it as long as you like, and I'll be back someday to pick it up. All righty?
Okay. I like to look at pictures over and over again.
Well, I hope you enjoy it. Speedy delivery.
Good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Speedy delivery to you. Do you ever put on different clothes and have your picture taken? You know, you can make books out of pictures. Books and stories. Let's have some make-believe. Trolley? You know, this propeller hat reminds me of Lady Elaine Fairchild in the neighborhood of make-believe. Last time, she had gotten into a helicopter and gone up and down just fine. But then she did it again, and she went up and up and up and didn't come down. Well, let's think more about that, as well as hats, as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Well, I told James Michael I'd just go on over there. Of course, Gary Dale wanted to come.
Excuse me, Gary. Yes. Oh, please, trolley, let us know if you do find her. Thank you. Now, what were you saying, Mrs. Templeton?
Oh, I'm Betty to you, dear. You know that.
Oh, yes, of course.
I got this new chapeau, and I wanted to show it to Lainey. Do you like it?
Oh, most becoming.
Well, I went over to her museum and couldn't find her anywhere. You know what it's like when you have something that pleases you, you just want to share it with your friend. At any rate, why are you dressed up like that?
Oh, I'm a yo-yo guard.
I see. I always liked yo-yos myself. I used to twirl a mean one, I'll tell you. It's sweet of you to want to guard them. Don't think I've ever heard of a yo-yo guard before. That's why I like to come here, always something interesting.
Uncle, here he is.
Oh,
I've been waiting for him.
Lady Evelyn and Mrs. Templeton, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
You could call me Betty if you like, King Friday.
I shall call you Mrs. Templeton.
Well, that's fine, too. After all, it's my name. It's just more formal and...
Uncle Friday, yes. I have been calling you because I need your counsel.
What about?
Well, this may come as a shock to both of you.
Is it about Lainey?
What has Lady Elaine done now?
Well, she has gone up in the air in a helicopter.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Was she wearing a hat?
I don't remember. All I know is that she calls her helicopter Yo-Yo.
Yo-Yo, you say?
Yes, that's her name for her helicopter.
Doesn't anybody remember my rule? No yo-yos in this neighborhood.
Well, yes, but that is not the major problem.
It is for me. I suggest that you do your job, Lady Evelyn, and get rid of all reference to yo-yos in this neighborhood.
But Uncle Friday.
No buts about it. Carry on with your work. Good day to you both.
Oh, honestly.
What is the major problem, dear?
Lady Elaine got into her helicopter.
Yes.
And then she went up and down.
That's good, just like a yo-yo.
Yes, but then she went up again, and that time she didn't come back down.
You mean Lainey's still flying up in the air?
That's what we think.
Come with me, you two. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Where, Bob Dog?
To the museum go-round.
Oh. Have you found Lainey?
Oh, well, you'll find out. Just come over and hurry up.
Oh, I'll meet you both over there.
What's that?
It's a hat.
It's a real pretty hat, but I don't see why it has to go up and down like that. Maybe it's a piece of the moving art collection here, do you think?
I think it may be attached to Lady Elaine's helicopter.
Oh, of course, you are so smart. That's why it's going up and down like that. Oh, clever Lainey, always thinking of something.
I think she's trying to tell us something. Be careful there, Bob Dog.
You are. Oh.
What do you think Lainey's trying to tell us?
She probably wants some pilot advice. Watch out there, Bob Dog. Careful, Bob Dog.
Oh, my mercy!
Lady Elaine! Bob Dog's on your rope! Bring him down!
Oh. What's that thing?
It looks like a message for Handyman Negri. Da 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 da.
Please won't you be my neighbor? I'll stay here. You go get him.
All right.
My, this is turning into quite a drama.
Hold on tight, Bob Dog. We'll help you.
Yes, we surely will.
Oh, Miss Polificate, I'm so glad to see you.
You look so worried.
Do you know where Handyman Negri is?
The last time I saw him, he was in the end room.
Oh, thanks. I just have to find him.
Oh, okay. I'll guard for yo-yos out here.
Oh, very good. That's right. Betty Templeton's here, and Bob Dog is there, and there's lots to do. Hopefully, we'll all see you next time.
That certainly is pretend, isn't it? Bob Dog going up on that rope like that. That would never happen in our real neighborhood. Now, next time we can make believe that Handyman Negri helps them all, somehow, with his music. Right now, the fish need some food. I was just thinking, it's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you. There's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is we like at the door. Oh, it's Maggie Stewart.
Hello, Brad.
Hi, Maggie. Speedy delivery.
You? Yes, yeah. Indeed, speedy delivery.
You're
to
the
you.
One helping Mr. McFeely
yes,
today.
Yes, I am helping them today. And I have here a videotape about how people make grape jelly in a factory.
Oh, could we see it?
Oh, yes.
And will you watch it with us?
I would like to.
Good. Let's see it on picture. Come along.
how people make grape jelly. Oh, I've been hoping for that. Will you tell us about it?
I'd like to do that, too.
Good. How people make grape jelly in a factory.
People make grape jelly from grapes that grow on vines like these.
What's that?
Oh, this machine is the harvester. It picks the grapes off of the vines.
Uh-huh. Oh, there they are, the grapes.
Yes, they go on that conveyor belt, and this woman pulls out some of the stems and leaves. Then down into these bins they go, and off to the factory where they're dumped into an even bigger bin.
I've never seen so many grapes all at one time.
It takes lots of grapes to make jelly for people to eat. Next, they go through the stemmer. It takes off the rest of the stems and leaves, and they're taken away on this conveyor belt. The juice and the grapes travel to the stemmed grape tank.
It looks like there's just juice in there.
It does, but there are grapes in there too. The grapes are cooked, and as they cook, they travel over these screens. The juice, which will be made into jelly, drips down through the holes in the screen as the seeds and the rest of the grapes keep moving on top of the screen.
Oh, so it's the juice that's made into jelly.
Right. While the juice is being squeezed out of the grapes, this man adds something called pectin to some water that's already in this tank. All that will be added to the juice to make the jelly.
What's pectin?
It helps make the juice thick, and when it cools, it will become jelly.
So that's the pectin and the water cooking?
That's right. On to the cook room, where the juice, pectin, and water, and some other ingredients are mixed together and cooked. It's becoming jelly now. Here are the jars that will be filled with jelly. This is really fun to watch.
They get filled up so fast. Look at that.
They do, but watch carefully. The lids for the jars are put on even faster.
So those are the lids coming down the slide?
Yes, to go right on top of the jars. Next, the filled jars are heated in this machine and then cooled. It's not juice anymore. The pectin and the cooling work together to make the juice thick so it becomes jelly. This woman sets up the labeling machine. The jars of jelly pass through it and get a label added.
It reminds me of a merry-go-round.
Yes, me too.
There they go.
And that's how people make grape jelly in a factory.
Those are big jars of jelly. So interesting.
Yes, indeed they are. And I have one of those big jars of jelly right here.
Oh, you have it.
I do. And if you have the time, I'd like to show you a little treat that my mother used to make for me when I was a little girl.
Of course I have the time. Want to do it in the kitchen?
Yes, I do.
All right. Oh, thank you so much. See there?
And I have everything I need right here in this bag. I have graham crackers.
Oh, graham crackers.
And I have a little knife here. There it is. And if you could get me a paper towel while I clean my hands just a little bit before I start working with this food. I like to have my hands nice and clean when I'm working with food. That's very important.
Do you need this for your hands or something else?
Well, I'd like you to put it down there so it's a little placemat for
us. Oh, I see.
All righty. And the graham crackers. We'll put one, two, three. We'll put this one over here out of the way.
Three little graham crackers.
Yes, indeed. And we'll open the grape jelly. There it goes. Put a little grape jelly right there. There's one. And we'll put a little less on this one. Two.
And we'll not take any on there?
No grape jelly on this one. And we'll put this one on top like that. And then we'll take the two of them and put it on top like that. And there we have it, a triple-decker grape jelly graham cracker sandwich.
Oh, what a good idea.
It's a great treat.
Could I make one?
Yes, please. I'll move this one out of the way for you, and there are some graham crackers.
Oh, I better
Oh, yes, it. Indeed. That's very, very important to help you with this.
Thank
there you.
You
are. Mm-hmm.
It is important to have your hands clean when you work with food, isn't
it? Yes, it is. I'll take it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One, two, three.
Oh, we have this one broken. I'll put it out of the way.
Okay. Grape jelly on the first one. Grape jelly on the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing on the third one.
There you go.
Okay. This one goes on here.
That's right.
It squishes out to the
That's
side.
That's fun. That's the fun part.
Triple-decker grape jelly graham cracker treat. Is that
sandwich.
What you call it? Oh,
treat.
Sandwich.
It is a treat.
Do you think you could give that treat to the McFeelys?
I'd be happy to.
Oh, thank you.
Put this one in here.
What
and
a
I'll
good
put
idea.
The one I made right there next to it.
And your mom
crackers.
Always made those for
Yes,
you?
Indeed. She's a good mom. And we had a lot of fun making these little treats in the kitchen like this. It's a nice time together. And I will do quick cleanup with our little knife.
I'll put this on for you.
Thank you so much. And I will get this out of the way.
And to think that we saw people making that.
We certainly did.
People in machines.
And we made our own little grape jelly sandwiches, too.
Thank you for that.
Well, I have lots of deliveries yet to make, so I will...
Well, I'm grateful for you.
...be on my way.
Oh, I wanted to show you something here. Do you remember having your picture taken with this?
Yes, indeed. May I try it on again?
Of course.
Thank you. This is a great hat. I'm a fire person.
There you go.
That's a good one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How about that one with the big flowers on it?
Would you like to try that on?
Yes. Do you mind?
That's the one that Audrey used. I like
that. Oh, that is a grand hat.
Have you always liked getting dressed up and playing like that?
Yes, indeed I have.
Even
I like
from the time you were a little girl?
Ever since I was a very, very little girl. I like to dress up, and I'm still doing it today with my speedy delivery hat.
Of course.
If there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you. Yes.
And this is how you say delivery?
It's from here, to you. That's right.
Can you
Just
do
like
that?
You're giving it to somebody.
Delivery.
Perfect.
Thanks, Maggie.
Very nice visiting with you today.
And good to see you.
Thank you.
Give the McFeelys my best.
I will, and our treats. I'll see you next time.
Bye
for now.
Don't we have special neighbors? We surely do. I love our neighbors. And I like being with you.
doing little things. Little things and big things. So much to remember, isn't there? About every one of our visits. We can just sit and think about all the things that we've done and said. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new and I'll have more ideas for you and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Back next time. Bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.